Hello, ladies. Come on in and say hi. Let's do this. I may need to close my window a little bit. It's a little bright. And do like that. Okay, that's better. Come on in and say hi. Let's see. I was just doing a selfie post in Facebook to remind everybody that we're here. And I was going to put in the link to the Zoom, if I can find. There it is. There I am. Reply. I know this is fascinating for y'all, but this is office hours, right? It's like I'm sitting in my office working, and y'all just get to watch until I'm ready to coach somebody. So, okay, there we go. All right, so y'all get ready to raise your hand. And Miss Amaka, I see you in line number one. Everybody else, get in line. Oh, who is coming to camp next week? Let's talk about that. Who's coming? Because somebody just said they were. I've got it. Do y'all know that you can pop out the chat to where you can expand it and you can see people's names better? Michelle Fox will be there. Deborah Rose will be there. Who else? Christy Stewart will be there. And y'all want to get coached about camp? Let's do that. That'd be fun, wouldn't it? Oh my gosh, I can't find my windows. Okay. Let me move this over. Y'all would think I was launching the space shuttle around here. All right. So first, I just want to give y'all a quick overview of what we've got going on this next week. As most of you all know, we are doing camp starting on Friday. I'm actually driving over to Nashville on Wednesday because during the day on Thursday, we're going to have a team meeting, but everyone's still getting taken care of. No issues there. So don't worry about that. But yeah, the team is going to be meeting most of the day on Thursday. And then on Friday is when we will be actually Thursday night. I think we're having a dinner with all the mentors. And then Friday, we'll just be getting set up for camp and all that kind of stuff. So, all right, let me make sure. And before I forget, y'all be sure that your chat is set to all panelists and attendees. Ours just defaults to all panelists. And so then I put in a comment and y'all can't read it. So just be sure you are, you've got that, got your chat set to that. So y'all can talk to each other if you want to. Jamie is coming to camp. Kelly and Trish are coming in April. Awesome. April will be here before we know it, right? So, okay. Let's see. Okay, I was looking at the calendar. Focus, Betsy. All right. So, what we have this week, and it may be a little bit different since we've got camp coming up. Let me see what we've got here. So, tomorrow, the 29th, Corinne is going to be coaching by appointment. So, some of you all may have her on the, you know, maybe on her schedule for tomorrow, but that's by appointment only. So that's different than office hours where you can just raise your hand. Let's see. Then we, on Monday night, I'll be on this call. The 30th, we're going to have a big Q&A on the Fat Girl Thinking, No BS module, which is like game changer in terms of your work here at PNP. To lose the mental weight is even more important than losing the physical weight. So this module is key to everything that we talk about here. And let me just move it on over to October. So Kathy's got office hours on Tuesday night at 6 to 8 p.m. Central. And then on Wednesday, let's see, Corinne will be doing her coaching noon to 1. Central. And then from 4 to 5, she's got the Queen's Club coaching. And so, you know, if y'all are working or whatever during that time, you can always watch the replay on the Queen's Club page. And then Thursday will be the regular old Q&A for the Fat Girl Thinking module. Corinne will be on that. And then she and Mary Jo are coming to our team meeting right after that. So that's still on. And then I will be here, not here in my house, but I will be in my hotel room in Nashville next Saturday doing office hours, because even though we're doing in-person events and we're at camp, we don't forget about the rest of our members who are out there and who need coaching and stuff like that. So I'll be doing office hours next Saturday, and I'll just leave camp, run up to my room, and I'll be available for y'all. So keep that in mind. And I think that's all we got going on for the next little while. So I'll be back on here next Saturday to tell y'all about what else is going on. So, but yeah, the big news is that it's the Fat Girl Thinking Module Week this week. So you'll get all that information in your Massive Action Line email newsletter that comes out tomorrow morning. And then just, if you're in the Facebook group, we'll be talking about it in there. Get on the Q&A on Monday night at 6 p.m. Central if you have any questions about the Fat Girl Thinking Module. Like I said, it's a game changer to learn about the model, to learn about how your thoughts create your feelings and your feelings create your actions and all that kind of stuff. So, all right, y'all, I'm ready to get started. Get all my stuff out of the way. Get ready to take a few notes. And we will get going with Miss Amaka, and then Miss Wanda, and then Miss Sylvia. So, and the rest of y'all get in line. Let's do this. Okay. Let's get you on here, Miss Amaka. Hey.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. Good. How are you?
Good. What's going on? Good to see you.
Good to see you. I know I wrote on Ask Coaches, and I decided just to jump on the coaching call instead of writing it. I've been listening to, I'm not sure if you remember, well, I was basically trying to figure out whether or not I should do one-to-one coaching again, because I've been just really, just not, like, just been really off my game and haven't been able to stick to plans, or I'm overeating, and it's just, I'm just having a hard time, even with the basics.
Why?
That's what I wasn't sure initially, but I've been listening to more coaching calls just to see. Mm-hmm. And I think one thing that resonated with me, I forgot which coaching call it was, but with Corinne, like one of the ladies was talking about, like before, when she was doing other diets, it kind of automatically like eliminated a lot of the foods that were quote unquote healthy. I mean unhealthy. Mm-hmm. So when, you know, we go to PMP and, you know, pretty much planning realistically, I think we kind of went to the extreme opposite side and planned kind of stupidly and like all the junk food, all the things, thinking that was realistic. I don't think that's realistic as well, if that makes sense.
Why not? Why is that not realistic? What do you think is the purpose of realistic planning?
To help you kind of, like, be able to follow through on a plan and see that you're capable of following a plan. Yeah. And then at that point, but I feel like, but if I give myself a little bit of leeway, I tend to just like blow past it. And
that's the issue, right? That's the problem, because there's nothing wrong with realistic planning.
Yeah.
Right. But it's like, I mean, and when you just decide that, okay, realistic planning is good enough for me right now because of these reasons, I'm meeting myself where I am. I'm making plans that I can actually follow, which is the whole point of realistic planning, right?
Yeah.
Get my window over. And, you know, as long as you stay with that, right? Like, okay, I'm doing this right now so because I'm perfecting the skill of following a plan. Mm-hmm. That's all that's going on right now. But then where the problem happens is that your brain starts to go crazy and say, well, there's no way we're going to lose weight this way. There's, you know, if I'm planning all this, I might as well eat all this other stuff too that's not on my plan. And, you know, it just goes on and on and on, right? But there's, again, the problem is not realistic planning. It's where your brain wants to go when you give yourself permission to eat the way you've already been eating. And so you've got to just check your brain at the door and say, no, we're not going there. This is not an excuse for us to eat more and more and more. We are practicing following our plan, making a commitment to ourselves and following through with it. And then over time, we level up, level up, level up, right? That's how it goes. But you just got to like check your brain when you hear those thoughts come in and say, no, that's not what I'm doing here. I want to lose weight. And I know that the first step is to practice making a plan and following it.
Yeah.
And meeting myself where I am and being okay with where I am. So what do you think about that?
You know, I mean, I understand the realistic plan and the concept of it. I just feel like I kind of went too, it's not even too realistic. That doesn't make any sense, but like too loose in my protocol. And I think that's also affecting me.
So what would you like if I said, okay, next 30 days, and this is what I want you to do. Next 30 days, I don't want you to buy anything else. I don't want you to, you know, spend any more money, right? I don't want you to do private coaching. 30 days.
Yeah.
Make plans and follow, make realistic plans and follow them. So what is that going to look like that has been, that's different from what you've been doing? Because what you've been doing, it hasn't been working, right?
Not at all.
So what is, does that need to look like tomorrow? What is your plan, or even the rest of today, right? What does your plan need to look like that is different than what you've been doing?
I think I need to kind of go back to like different breakfasts. I think I've been doing a lot of like things that are a little bit sweeter, and I think that's been setting me up. I've been getting more cravings towards the end of the day.
But you're going to have cravings, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no getting around cravings. So let's just set your plan for tomorrow. Get specific. What you want to have for breakfast?
I can do Kodiak pancakes.
Okay.
With syrup.
Mm-hmm. Those hold you for a while?
Yeah, and then coffee or tea.
Okay. What else?
For lunch. I don't know. I
what have you been eating just like the last week?
All right, well, then I've been eating like French fries.
McDonald's?
Well, I have like frozen French fries.
Okay.
So, or like the French fries. I can't spill a Rita for some reason.
Okay.
And I have these like Gordon's like fish sticks.
Love it. Love it, because that is realistic, right, for you. That's what you've been eating.
And that's basically me saying fish and chips.
Fish and chips. Fish and chips for lunch.
Yeah.
Sounds delicious. Right? And this is so key for everyone watching too. Y'all have got to be honest with yourself about what you're doing. I don't care. I do not give a shit what you're eating. Yeah. I do not care. I want y'all to follow your plans.
Me too.
So let's do this. Okay? Fish and chips for lunch. All right. You got any snacks or anything in the afternoon? What you been eating?
I don't really have anything in my apartment, because I've been a little bit like afraid to have food in my apartment. So I don't really have any snacks.
You need to have a snack in the afternoon?
I don't need to, but once I say I don't need to, my brain's like, you need it.
Well, let's plan a snack, but you got to go to the store and get it or whatever.
Yeah.
But here's the other question. Have you been following your hunger scale the last little while?
No.
Okay.
I'm trying to focus on the getting hungry.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes if I get stressed out, that's my coping skill. Like, I got stressed out this week with a couple things
Do you think that, like, so this starting tomorrow, next 30 days, you can work on your hunger scale? You can get curious about your hunger scale?
Yeah.
And maybe even just start the first couple of weeks with the negative two side.
Yeah.
And then once you kind of get good at that, move over to the positive two side. It's not like everything has to happen all at once, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because I feel like even if I focus on just the negative two, that's going to be a game changer because, like, yeah,
You've got food plan that you want to eat that is realistic for you, then you're more likely to wait until you're hungry, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how all this works. So just focus on the negative two side for the next 30 days, if that's what's realistic for you. And that's good enough. You believe that's good enough?
I think it's good enough to start.
Yeah.
Are
you able to work on believing that that's enough for right now?
I think that's probably more realistic.
Yeah. And that's what I want you to put at the top, the question in the planner or whatever. You know, when you make your plan every day, I'm working on believing that this is enough today. Okay, so let's finish it off. Are you going to plan a snack in the afternoon?
Yeah, I think I can do fruit. I'm not sure. I got to see what's fresh when I go to the store.
Okay.
I know I can do fruit.
Okay, and what about dinner?
Not sure probably like a lean cuisine, honestly.
Okay.
I also have like frozen veggies that I can add to bulk it up.
Okay. And so that's realistic for you? That's what you've been doing?
Yeah, I've had, I didn't have the Kodiak pancakes this week, but I've had the fish and chips and then a lean cuisine this week.
Okay. I also like to, with frozen dinners, sometimes I like to bulk them up, with some extra protein or something. Sometimes the chicken, you may not need to do that, but yeah, it's totally, doable and realistic to just bulk it up a little bit. Cause sometimes those frozen dinners don't hold very long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So where are you? What are you?
I gotta stop overthinking.
Yes.
stop overthinking, and planning food that I like.
Yes.
That will, and like food that I like, and I think I wrote like, well, I don't have it near me, but I think I was just like, I want to plan realistically but also honor my body. So I like, yeah, I'm gonna eat, if I want to eat all the things and I have that on my list, I still want to make the best choice for me at that time. So I kind of, it's like, but also not punishing myself if I choose the one that's more adult, and choosing the more indulgent.
Yes. The self-judgment, the, you know, the dropping the judgment is key, right?
Yeah.
When you just say, okay, I mean, and you could say this at the end of every day. I made the best choice for me today, no matter what, or something like that. Yeah. Right? Like, I am not going, you know, and don't say this, but, you know, but something like, I made the best choice for me today without judgment, or I'm working on making the best choices for me without judgment, whatever those choices are.
Yeah.
Right? Because that, I mean, that is, those are just the most valuable skills you can learn around here, is to not judge yourself for choices, right? Yeah. There are no good or bad foods. There's no good or bad choices. There's no being good this week or being bad this week. You just made choices, and they got you results you wanted, or they got you results you didn't want. But they were just choices. Food is just food, you know? But for you, it's just practicing meeting yourself where you are, no self-judgment, all that kind of stuff. And all that is a, you know, is a practice.
Yeah.
So that's what I want you to do for the next 30 days. And I want you to plan to come on here maybe like 4 weeks from today.
Mm-hmm.
And let us know.
Okay.
What's going on, or post and ask coaches, or both. You know, and post, of course, post and ask coaches as much as you want between now and then.
Yeah. I'll put a reminder on my phone. Thinking I'm going to put a reminder to do every day to remember -2 is what I'm focusing on. Because I tend to like, yeah, and then I'll make a reminder to come on coaching call in four weeks.
And just the key is that this is enough right now.
Yeah.
Right? It's like it's master one thing, then move on to the next thing. So you are mastering realistic planning and -2, and then you move on to another thing. I mean, you even only just master realistic planning for a little while and then move to -2. You can go, you know, at whatever pace is good for you. And I mean, because you know from experience, trying to do it all at one time doesn't work.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work. Yeah. And we're not on any kind of race. We're not on a timeline. We're all just doing this at our own pace. And, you know, we've got our own journeys going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So no more programs, no more nothing. Amaka has to lose weight for Amaka. No program is going to do it for you, right? No private coaching or anything. You've got to do it for yourself.
Yeah.
So I want you to show, I mean, it's time for you to show up for yourself for the next 30 days.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Keep me posted. So all right. See ya. Bye. Bye-bye. Okay. I don't like having the chat way over here. So let me get it back over here so I can see what y'all are saying. I know y'all were talking about Kodiak pancakes. I know Amaka has the prettiest smile, doesn't she? She's so funny. Okay, Miss Wanda, talk about a pretty smile. We got two pretty smiles in a row here. All right, let's see how she's doing. Hello?
Hello, can you see me?
I can't see you. Let me ask you to start your video. Are you there?
Okay,
there you are.
I think it's on.
Yeah, okay. You're on. Hi.
I can't see you, though. I can't see you. I don't know what I did.
That's weird.
Okay, it's in a little tiny screen at the bottom.
Okay.
All right.
What's going on? Right,
so you look pretty today.
Thank you. You do, too. We're all pretty.
So I felt like I wanted to come on and just put it out there that I'm not going to hit any of my goals. I originally got coached way back when, I think I was 10 weeks out, and originally was trying to do a 100-pound loss goal. And I knew that was a big, hairy goal, and, you know, was, you know, questioned about whether I would hit that. And as time went on, I said maybe a 75-pound goal. And then that's a no-go too. I went home a month ago and didn't follow a plan and really got off my, you know, normal diet or whatever you want to call it. And I gained 21 pounds in 4 days. So now I've released 16 of those pounds that I had gained a month ago. I'm still like, you know, 4 or like 5 pounds from getting to new territory of weight.
Okay, so you gave me all that stuff, right? So here's what I say to you. Mm-hmm. So what?
Okay.
So what? I mean, like, I want you to answer that. So what?
I just feel defeated that I, you know, it's like, here I go again, you know, that, you know, I don't hit goals, you know, it's like, why even set them? Because I don't hit them. I sabotage myself.
What did we talk about last time about goals?
Well, I know you said it's good to shoot for them. And if I don't hit it, then like you said, so what? Yeah, at least, you know, it's the process of trying to make the goal. Is what was
count. I mean, it's a direction, you know, it's a direction, right? It's a direction to guide yourself toward. But right. Here's the deal. In the past, would you have gained the 21 pounds or whatever and lost it again so quickly?
Probably not.
Yeah, you have got to. I want you to get out a blank piece of paper. I want you to number 20. And I want you to come, I mean, you know, not right this moment. No, you don't have to do it right this moment because you don't have to write anything down yet.
Uh-huh.
But I want you to make a list of everything that you have accomplished since you set, you know, the goal, just even the original goal at camp, right? I want you to come up with every single win, you know, you can come up with. And if you can come up with more than 20, great. But it's going to happen, right? It's going to happen. You're going to gain some weight. You're going to go out of town. You're going to make different choices. But it's all about what you do in response to that. So it's not a matter of not ever doing those things. It's a matter of how you show up for yourself afterwards. And you've already gained, you've already lost most of that weight again. And yes, you're going to have those thoughts again that, oh, here I go again, and oh, I failed, and all that kind of stuff. And you just don't listen to that, and you certainly don't act in response to those. That's just old neurological junk floating around in your head.
Okay. I know, like, you know, I was listening to Amaka's call, and I hear it in the indecisiveness in her voice as far as making a plan, and I'm the same way. You know, I was like hesitant about who it is. Like, before I wasn't writing anything down, so I feel like I'm giving myself a little bit improvement that I was doing most of the stuff around the, you know, on the looking at the 24-hour plan. I was doing the compelling reason, filling out the what I ate as I was going along. But I was kind of hesitant about choosing what I was going to eat for the day because I just felt indecisive about it. But I would write it on the right side. And then I was filling out like the four circles, and I would do like non-weight loss goals and non-weight loss goals for the four circles. And then I was filling out the bottom part, but I wasn't filling out the left side as far as the plan. And my accountability group, who's awesome, kind of, you know, everybody chimed in and encouraged me to fill out the plan. And I've been doing that, and it's been helpful. I still feel a little apprehensive about doing it, but I've been making myself do that, and it's been helping.
Okay, so you just listed like 4 or 5 things that you can put on your list, right?
Okay.
No, I mean, you have an accountability group, right? That's one thing. You have been, I mean, you were writing down what you were, you know, you were assessing, and now you're working on planning. You have been doing some journaling and answering the, I mean, you know, it's like you've got to get your brain, you know, you've got to get those gears turning in the right direction in terms of, you know, okay, this is what I've been doing. This is what I've been doing. Ask your accountability group. Okay, y'all, okay. I've got this assignment from Betsy. I've got to make this list. What ideas do you all have in terms of what have I been doing since I, you know, since I set this goal that I can add as some of my wins, right? And go back and look at your past plans. It's all this kind of excavation you've got to do in your brain, but also with your plans to just remind yourself how far you come, because that is so important, because otherwise our brain will go straight into the dirty diaper.
Right.
We focus on what we haven't done. And when we focus on that goal that we haven't achieved. And for you, I want you to climb out of there and say, no, this is everything I've achieved. And I'm going to make a list of every single thing I can think of and just keep adding to it.
Okay.
All right.
And then
moving forward, it's, you know, I mean, I want you to keep setting goals, because I want you to keep practicing realizing and learning what goals are really for. They are to give you a direction to go for, but they are also a way for you to practice not beating yourself up when you don't, achieve the goal, but you practice, recognizing how far you've come.
Okay.
And you just keep moving forward, right? You keep moving forward. And all of that is a practice, and all of that is things that you have to do over and over again. And you can only do that if you keep setting these goals, and sometimes you're going to reach them, right? And that's going to feel awesome. But you can also feel just as awesome reminding yourself how far you've come in all different areas of weight loss.
Okay. All right. I thought, I was like, well, let me just come on and make a declaration that I didn't reach the goal, but, you know, because I kind of felt like a fraud, like, you know, coming to camp, like, you know, here I set this goal, and I, not only did I set it publicly, and then, you know, I didn't achieve it. So,
and I'm glad you were honest, right? I'm like, that's another win that you can add on your list. You're honest. You're not hiding, right? You're coming on here and owning that you didn't reach the goal, but you accomplished all of these things in the process. That is, that needs to be number one, because you didn't just disappear, right? And we always all wonder, where did Wanda go? I wonder what happened to her, right? You're still here. You're still moving forward. And that is so much more important than reaching some goal, in my opinion. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
So keep
showing up. Can't wait to see you Thursday.
Yes,
or Friday.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I will see you soon. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Bye. Ooh, I'm so excited to hug on these campers. So wish I could hug everybody. All right. Sylvia, Karen, and Susan are up next. Sylvia, are you there? There you are. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, so long story short, I joined the tribe, I believe, back in June. I started this whole journey probably March, end of April, somewhere in there. And I've lost 42 pounds so far.
Great, yeah.
However, for the last, I'll say the last month, I'm stuck. Like, I'm not gaining, I'm not losing. Now, also, too, I had a car accident on the 17th of this month. And so right now I kind of have some issues. With a concussion, they're telling me that I can't walk, that I have to basically stay still.
Okay.
And that's the way to heal this thing. So,
I mean, it doesn't sound like you're stuck at all, right? You're just healing.
I, Well, so that happened like 2 weeks ago on the 17th of this month.
Yeah.
Prior to that, I set a goal to lose my normal, I want to lose 2 pounds a week. Mm-hmm. I haven't been meeting that goal. I've been doing between a half a pound to a pound. So it's been, in my opinion, super slow.
See, and that's your opinion, right? That's your thought about your weight loss.
You know, and I'm fighting my primal brain. Yeah. Like, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I really am.
It's exhausting to fight against your brain, right?
All day long. The thoughts come in. I'm either uncomfortable or I try to busy myself. But now I'm stuck and I can't move, literally. Mm-hmm. They're telling me to stay still.
You're right.
And
What's another option besides fighting your brain all day? If you had to guess.
Well, not fight.
Yes. Okay.
That would be awesome.
So what does not fighting look like to you?
See, when you guys go there, I draw a blank. It's like, and I look at models and I'm going, yeah, I'm not catching it. I know I'm missing it, but what I'm missing, I can't even name what I'm missing, let alone how to go about correcting it.
Right. So that's more fighting in your mind. Like, oh, all this is so confusing. I can't figure this out. This is, you know, that's more kind of tiring work to just.
Well, I see everybody else getting it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, what the hell am I missing? You know, I'm not understanding.
Maybe, well, I think maybe what way. I may be wrong, but I think what a lot of people don't understand at first is that changing our thoughts is not just it doesn't go like that, right? It is a process of redirecting your mind over and over again. I'm not sure where, there she is. Okay.
Yeah. I had a call come in. Sorry about that.
So changing your thoughts, right? Doing the models, like the unintentional and the intentional model, and thinking about how you want to think about your weight loss and all that kind of stuff, right? It's a process. It doesn't just happen like that. And the old thoughts don't just go away. And so it is a process of redirecting your brain over and over again. I mean, thousands of times. But you're seeing that as fighting your brain when you can see it as allowing those old thoughts to come in and just saying, okay, I'm not going to act on those. I'm not going to listen to those or act on those today. I'm going to practice thinking that my weight loss is going at exactly the rate it's supposed to go or whatever it is.
I have this personality. It's a type A personality. When those thoughts come in, I'm going to fight. It's like an urge that I can't stop. Yeah.
So, but you're talking about your type A personality, like you can't change. You can change, right? You can practice doing something different, right?
I've got to.
You've got to. Good answer. Right?
Right. I don't have a choice.
You don't have a choice. If it's important to you to do something different, that was such a powerful thought for me when I was losing weight. And, you know, I'm just going to do something different this time. And, you know, it may not be comfortable. It may not be easy at first. It's not going to work right away, but this is so important to me. This is my life. This is what I want for my life. And that is where, when you have such a good reason for doing what you're doing, then it becomes less about fighting because, you know, you're going back and forth between, well, I'm just type A, that's just the way I am, to I want to be different. And there is a fight there. But if you just decide, okay, I can be different, I can practice doing something different, then that moves it kind of away from the fighting ring and into more of this just kind of curiosity place where it's like, okay, I'm just going to practice doing this. I'm not going to be perfect at it. I'm not going to, you know, be good at it at first, but it's important to me because of these reasons.
So what do you do with the exhaustion? you know, because you're, I mean, all day long, this is redirecting my brain. And
well, first off, you quit thinking that it's exhausting and you just decide that this is the work that is required for me to change my life. And I want to change my life for these reasons, because this is exhausting is a thought. It's just a thought.
So it's, is the thought, shut up, quit being a whiny baby and just do it. Is that it?
If that works for you, if that works for you, I mean, you know, you don't want to be too hard on yourself, right? You want to just, I mean,
I get accused of that all day.
Okay. So maybe moving into a more compassionate voice. What would a more compassionate Sylvia tell herself?
With a smile on her face, she'd say, quit being a whiny baby.
Okay.
That's exactly what she would say. She would probably say the same thing, just with a big, sweet smile.
There we go. But that, and that's where you move, you work on moving to, right? And I mean, you know, it's whatever works. I can't tell you, everyone is different and everyone responds to things and, you know, responds to different things in different ways. And so if that is what's going to help you, then go for it. I mean, and you just got to try things, right? And see if they work.
You know what? It's, sometimes I just think that I'm weird because I don't have a problem writing down a plan. Matter of fact, I look forward to it every day. Mm-hmm. I accidentally, right after the accident, I missed a day and I freaked out. Like, what happened? You know, I know that I'm on some powerful pain meds and stuff, but come on. You know, you missed your 24-hour plan. That's probably the easiest part of all this to me. Mm-hmm. And I write, tell me if this is right or wrong. I write down almost the same thing every day because I'm pretty boring. That's what I eat every day.
So this is the thing, is nothing is right or wrong, right? If it's right for you, if it works for you, then it's right.
I hear everybody else saying, I don't want to do plans and they have a problem with it. And
well, lucky you, right?
Well, so
it's easy for you. You're one of the lucky ones that it's easy for you and you don't have to have a party in your mouth every day.
Well, see that I was just about to address that because my plan
looks like that. Don't think you're weird. Like say, oh my gosh, I love that about me. This part is easy for me and maybe I can help some other people that it's hard for or not, but it's just like, I'm not going to think that I'm weird. I'm just going to think that I'm just going to feel gratitude for that.
I give myself a crap ton of things to choose from on my plan. Mm-hmm. Then whenever I go back the next morning to assess, mm-hmm. I cross off what I didn't eat. Yeah. So, I mean,
for you, go for it. No right or wrong.
So is that where I'm getting stuck? Because maybe I'm overdoing.
Maybe you're overthinking and thinking, oh, I must be doing something wrong. I must be. I mean, if you are following your hunger scale and making, you know, these realistic plans.
I'm working on the hunger scale.
Okay. So you still got some work to do there.
Oh, yeah. I definitely know where a negative two is. Mm-hmm. Plus two, I'm blowing past it sometimes. Mm-hmm. And by the time I realize that I've blown past it, it's too late. I've done it.
But you know, you have to blow past it a million times to figure out where to stop next time, right? That's the way it works. That's what practice is all about, right? You think about the baby learning to walk. That baby's got to fall down 1,000 times to learn to walk.
I just think at this point I was able to lose all that weight and I've been at this weight now for over a month, probably 6 weeks to 7 weeks.
But what were you about to say? You were about to should on yourself. I should have this figured out by now. Is that what you were going to say?
Yep. And I should be continuing to lose, not stuck.
And maybe you're just not supposed to lose right now because your body is healing from a concussion and a car accident. And your body is busy doing other things right now than losing weight.
I am fighting that thought so bad. that the thought of not doing anything whenever I've set all these goals is just, it's, I, that's
why here's the thing. You're thinking you're not doing anything. You are literally healing your brain, Sylvia. Do you know how important that is, right? Do you know how vital that is?
Yeah.
And if your doctor tells you to not do anything and lay there to heal your brain, you better do it, right?
Oh, I want to scream on the inside. I do.
Well, and that's not helping your brain heal either, right?
Nope.
If you're going around and around, you've got to rest your brain so that it can heal. So I think
I know what I should.
It's a matter of like, what are my priorities right now?
Yeah.
I would put resting your brain and healing your brain at number one if I were you.
I don't want to gain though. And I'll be honest, I'm afraid of food. I'm afraid of eating out of boredom because I'm just not doing anything, you know? I'm afraid of just...
You keep saying you're not doing anything and you got to quit saying that.
Okay.
Because you are doing something. You are healing your body.
Okay.
And that is so much more important right now than what the number is on that scale. Because you know how to lose weight. You've lost 40-something pounds. You can get back on that when everything else is healed.
Oh, my word. I have not got the patience for this.
Well, here's your lesson in that.
I guess, right? We get to practice, practice, practice.
Yes, lots of opportunities to practice. Okay, so you rest your brain.
Yeah.
And quit saying you're not doing anything because you're healing and resting your brain. And then, and you know what foods, I mean, and here's the thing, all this is connected, right? You know what food will help you to heal, whether it's your body or your brain or anything else. Good, healthy choices most of the time, right?
Yeah, it's flowing past the two that is.
And your body doesn't need any extra food to heal or anything, right? I mean, it's just a matter of practicing that too.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's on the top of the priority list is to heal yourself.
I'm just going to have to sit through being uncomfortable for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
You can do that. You can do that. You've lost all this weight already. You've had plenty of practice at that. And you've had this accident and you're recovering. You can handle a little bit of discomfort.
Yeah. Like there's a choice, right?
Right. You can fight it or you can allow it.
Yeah.
So I want you to go back and review the buffering and urges course. Goes all about allowing urges, allowing discomfort.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
You got this.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right. See ya.
Talk to you again. Bye.
All right. We got Karen and Karen. We got Karen with an I first, and then we got Karen with an E. So, hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Let me ask you to start your video. There you are.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. What's going on?
Okay, so I'm new. I started in September. And I started doing 24-hour plans just before that, like the end of August. I've been doing really well. Up until yesterday, when I had my first kind of evening opening up the cupboard and eating everything in the cupboard.
Okay.
And part of the point of joining was really that this has been my pattern for a long time. That whenever I tried anything new, I'd do well for a few weeks and then have a difficult couple of days. And then go back to that old pattern of eating everything in the evening. And I thought, well, this is why I joined. So I would have somebody to talk to about it when that happens to stop it.
Okay.
Going down the slippery slope.
So question number one is, have you done your recovery worksheet?
No, I haven't. But I have done my assessment of my 24-hour time.
Okay. I didn't really explain it. So do your recovery worksheet. That's number one, where you just process everything that was happening. So you think about the, you know, what was going on, what you were thinking about, how you were feeling. And we can talk about that on, you know, right now too. But what, so why do you think you made the choice to overeat last night?
So I'd been away with work for a couple of days, the conference, and I wasn't in control of my food. So my plan for Friday was good, better, best choices. Mm-hmm. And I got back Friday evening, and I mean, I guess I'd been kind of on show for the whole couple of days at the conference.
Mm.
I'm not very comfortable with that. The food that was available to me on Friday was not great. They ran out of lunch, and I had already had quite a lot of sugar in the day. And I got home, I was really tired. I was in pain because my hips had locked up from traveling. Kids started fighting as soon as I walked in the door. And it's just, and the trigger was the kids just flew up at each other, and I was like, no, I can't.
So you got all kinds of things to write about, right? I mean, all kinds of circumstances. And you gave me, you know, you gave me some thoughts, but you also gave me some circumstances, right? You've been traveling, you were, you know, you were in pain, the kids were screaming at each other and all this stuff. But I do want to pull out one thought that you said. You said, I wasn't in control of my food. And, you know, a lot of times we think that's a thought. I mean, we think that's a fact because, but you are always in control of what you put in your mouth, right? And so when you travel or when you are going out to dinner and you don't know what's going to be available, you can always follow your hunger scale, right? And make those good, better, best choices. So that's just something to kind of become aware of too. And so, yeah, so you've just got all kinds of circumstances that you can now journal on and be prepared for the next time it's going to happen because, you know, it almost sounds like a lot of things came together at one time. And, but, you know, those individual things are going to happen here and there too. The kids are going to fight again and all that kind of stuff. And so you want to decide, okay, you know, the next time the kids have an argument, how do I want to show up without overeating? And so, you know, the recovery worksheet, I mean, I will say it till my dying day that I think it is a gift. You know, they are gifts to you all. They are not a punishment for being bad and overeating, right? They are a gift because you get to process and learn from what, you know, from what happened. And so don't lose that opportunity. So absolutely fill that out and then just go through everything that was going on in your mind in terms of, you know, what led you to finally make that decision to overeat.
But yeah, it's interesting that I haven't done one because I have done several over the past month or so, and I've had the little quits. So I've been quite happy to do the recovery worksheet. I'm not sure why I didn't even think.
I know that's kind of interesting, right? Yeah. Why you didn't even enter your mind. You may have, I mean, you're probably thinking like, this is somehow different, right? This is a much bigger deal. This is this pattern I have, you know, this must mean that this isn't going to work for me. You know, I mean, you probably have a big story in your head of, oh, this is what I always do. Here we go. It's time to quit again. But if you can see this, what happened last night is absolutely and just an overeat, just like any other overeat. The amount of food, the length of time. I think it for a lot of us, it doesn't help us to call like one thing a binge and another thing an overeat. They're all just overeats. They're all just choices that we made, and we treat them the very same. We do a recovery worksheet. And we move forward. And so this is your time right here. This is it. This is it, Karen. Like, are you going to make a different choice this time and just move forward from this and not do what you've always done with your old patterns?
That's really helpful. Yeah. Thank you.
So this is your time. So keep it posted on what, you know, on how it goes and everything, but it's just, yeah, because I think it's so, you didn't think this was the same as something else. You just
thought. No, for me, it was like, okay, this is this is that moment where it all starts to go wrong again.
Right, yeah. Right. But if you can just see this as just you know, just drop the judgment, drop the, you know, the, oh, this is my pattern. You know, just like I was saying with Sylvia, this thought I had, I'm going to do something different this time. That's the only answer to, you know, sustainable or to doing something different, you know, to getting different results, you've got to do something different. And yeah. So this is it for you. It's like, okay, what is it going to look like to do something different? And for you, it can be as simple as doing the recovery worksheet, deciding you're not going to beat yourself up, and you make your plan for tomorrow.
Great.
And move on. It's so empowering. It's just so amazing. It feels so amazing when you can just let it go.
I do feel like I have the tools to deal with it. Oh, man.
Yes. That's awesome. That's an awesome thought to practice for sure. Anytime. I have the tools to deal with anything.
Yeah.
You know, you got the support, you got the worksheet, you got the, you know, the class, you know, the course and everything. So you've got everything you need.
Brilliant. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye. Ooh, that was a good one. Love that. Love it when people see their patterns and they really know that they want to do something different this time. When you just get to that moment where it's like, okay, I can take this path or that path. And in the past, I've always taken that path. Thought, you know, it's that I worked in a bookstore all growing up in high school and college. And there was this book, y'all know that book, The Road Less Traveled. I don't even know what it's about but I just remember it was always sitting on the shelf, and I always would see it like every day when I come in. It's all about the road less traveled, right? We are the fortunate ones who take the road less traveled. May not be the most comfortable thing in the world, but it is absolutely worth it. So, all right, we have our Karen with an E. And I need some more hands raised here. Hello.
Hello.
Let me ask you to start your video.
Okay.
All right. Hi.
So, hey. So I have this little situation or circumstance where I joined back in June for my birthday and have been killing it and doing really well. I've been pleased. I lost 16 pounds.
Awesome.
And I just literally got my box with my new planner in it, the shiny blue cover, super excited. And the night I got that, well, it was actually Saturday, but Sunday night, my apartment that I just moved into flooded with sewage.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Sewage, not water. Okay. So And my bathroom scale, my amazing, whatever that Renfro scale was, like in the epicenter. So
it's gone.
It's gone. Yes. I can't get into my apartment. I can see the planner through the window. I have my dogs farmed out. I'm farmed out. I have a few pairs of pants. All my shoes were ruined because the shit went into my closet. So I'm like living like a bag lady and having a really hard time figuring out what to do with my food, because I never know where I'm going to be or whose house I'm going to be at, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I'm so anxious over being out of my apartment, not in my space, not with my refrigerator, not with my bed, not with anything, not with my dogs. And I just feel so on edge because I'm in such an unstable place, but I don't want to gain back 1 ounce of what I lost. So
here's the deal. I mean, you just gave me, like, you gave me a circumstance, right? In term, and you joined in June, so you're somewhat familiar with the model, how it works, right? I mean,
I'm familiar with it, but I have a hard time with it. So go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, literally the only fact here is that your apartment was flooded with sewage.
Yep.
And, you know, and everything that comes with that, like, you don't have access to any of your stuff right now.
Right.
But everything else you gave me is your thoughts about it. Like, and I want you to go back and listen to this after we post it, because I want you to kind of do some journaling. Like, what do you make that mean that you don't have access to anything in your apartment?
What do I make it mean?
What do you make it mean about, you know, about your life? Right. And you said a few things already, like you're on edge, right? Because
yeah.
you don't have access to anything. You aren't in control of your food, or you don't know when, you know, where the next meal is going to be happening, and you're not, you're not in control right now.
Right.
But that again is just your story about the only fact that you can't get into your apartment right now. That's the only thing. And you can just decide to think something differently that will feel better than on edge.
Okay.
So are you open to that, or are you buying that, or?
Well, yeah, I mean, because how I feel is keeping me awake at night, and not getting sleep is just sabotage. So
how you feel is not helping you right now, right?
Correct.
It's yes. just not helping you. So how do you want to feel about this whole deal?
How do I want to feel about I don't know how I would want to feel about an apartment filled with shit. I don't have an answer.
Or how do you want to think about what's going on? Let's just do it. Let's go ahead and just do a model. Let's get it up on the board. Let me erase this other one real quick. Okay. Okay, and this will be just a good little lesson since we're all going through the Fat Girl Thinking module next week. It's all about the model and stuff. So, apartment flooded. I almost think that, you know, and the circumstance needs to be something that is totally neutral, right? And I think if you think your apartment is filled with shit, that is not neutral, right? That's got some emotions to it. So I just, mm-hmm. apartment flooded. Let's just keep it very simple. So, and this is how you're thinking now about it.
Okay.
So what are you thinking now? I mean, we've talked about a few thoughts, but ultimate, like what's your kind of deepest ultimate thought about this situation, you know, that you didn't have any control over. It's just a fact that your apartment is flooded right now. How are you thinking about it now?
Like I'm thinking about the expense and how I'm going to meet my expenses. I'm thinking about all the people who have let me stay at their house and how I feel like I need to repay them in some way. I'm thinking that I would like to know what the timeline is to get me back into the apartment. Like I see the progress, but I just see all my belongings piled in the middle of the living room with my shiny blue planner on my coffee table and my scale buried in flood, not poop, flood. And I don't know. I just feel like I'm stuck in flood. I'm stuck in flood.
Well, I mean, your thought can be I'm stuck in shit. I mean, I almost think that's kind of a thought that because, I mean, and you said on edge, right? You're feeling. So when you think I'm stuck in shit, I mean, and you know, like literally, but also another way.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you feel? You talked about on edge.
I feel frustrated that I can't, you know, make progress faster. I feel anxious because I never know whose dinner table I'm going to sit at. I'm concerned about my doggies being farmed out for so long. I mean, there's a lot of reasons I don't sleep.
Yeah. And that can be, you know, those can all be separate models, right? I mean, like I'm worried about my dogs and what's going to happen with them. That can be a whole separate model where that's the thought. And then,
okay.
You know, and that creates a feeling. I mean, you want to separate all of these out. And I mean, it could just be really interesting for you to journal. This is why I'm not sleeping right now, and get a bunch of thoughts out that way, right? Uh-huh. What are you thinking about when you're laying there not sleeping? I mean,
so the circumstance is I'm not sleeping.
That could be, well, that could be a difference. Your circumstance now is just that your apartment is flooded.
Oh, no. When you said I could journal other things, would the circumstance be I'm not sleeping?
Well, it could, and it would be your thoughts about you not getting the sleep that you normally get. But okay. I just want you to focus on journaling about this. What do you think about your apartment being flooded when you're laying there not sleeping? Right.
Okay.
What are your thoughts about around that? So when you're awake at night, you might as well utilize that time and do some journaling and get all those thoughts out on paper.
Yeah.
Just become aware of them. But again, I want you to rewatch this too, because you've come out with a lot of them already too. So you say, okay, so don't sleep.
Is that on the action line?
That's the action line. Yeah. So when you feel on edge, frustrated, anxious, you're not sleeping, what else?
That's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Is there anything else, or that's just the big one?
Well, you know, I feel like nothing is isolated and unto itself. So, I mean, there's a lot of bleed over into other things. Like right now I'm staying with my dad and my stepmom, which is fantastic. I can show you, they have a beautiful view of New York. I don't know if you can see that. It's really nice. And he's so happy to have me here. And he was just diagnosed with some tumors on his kidney. So I feel like in the strangest of ways, I was supposed to be here, but I would have preferred if it was clean water, not shit water. I would have come here regardless. So I feel like, you know, I want to tell myself everything happens for a reason, but I'm really bummed about all my stuff that is gone. You know, I had just moved into this apartment, going through a divorce, just finished unpacking and came home, you know, to my bathtubs filled with black water and overflow. So it's migrating. It's flowing into so many other areas of my life, the impact of this.
Okay. So let's finish this out, and then you're talking about some, you know, some good intentional thoughts that maybe you could practice about this whole thing.
Okay.
So when you don't sleep, are you overeating? Are you following them?
I think I'm, well, I mean, I've always been dairy-free and gluten-free, but not always, but for the past 10 years or so. So what I'm running into is, like, at my dad's house, obviously they're not dairy-free, gluten-free. So I find it hard to find things to eat. And so then I'll eat like a piece of toast with gluten, and then I'll feel like really crappy. My stomach is rumbly. I've, you know, bloated or whatever. So I wouldn't say I'm overeating. I'm just feeling like I said before, I don't have a cupboard. And when I bring food to someone's house, then I end up going to someone else's house and the food stays at the other house. So,
maybe you could just say like, you're not eating.
I'm not eating as healthy as I normally do.
Not eating
and exactly. Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I'm overeating, but like, for example, my dad's house has this giant jar of candy by the front door. It's like Halloween every day. He shouldn't be eating it either. Why is it there? I do not know. But every time I walk by, I'm like, oh, M&Ms. Oh, Snickers bar. Well, you didn't eat breakfast. You probably won't eat lunch. May as well make it candy, you know?
So you are overeating, basically.
I'm eating all the wrong things and not on any kind.
Right.
Minus,
right.
Plus, yeah.
So not eating is healthy. Okay. So we'll say that, right?
Yeah.
But again, I think it's just important to remember that you are choosing that, right? It's not because there's a jar of candy at the house that, I mean, you have a thought and you just say, okay, I'm choosing this instead of, you know, because you could absolutely bring your own food and take it with you wherever you need to go.
I could. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just being kind of, you know, honest with yourself about that. Okay. So your result and the result always goes back up and proves the thought true is that you're still stuck, right?
Yeah.
And shit.
Yeah.
But you're doing things that you're choosing to do some things that keep you even more stuck than you could be.
Okay.
And again, that's not a reason to beat yourself up or to anything like, but it's just becoming aware of what's going on, right? Where it's like, okay, I'm in this situation and I'm already feeling stuck. And now I'm, you know,
making bad
doing
choices.
More things, you know, I'm doing more things to keep me even more stuck, like keep me stuck in my weight loss.
Yeah.
And because when your brain hears I'm stuck in shit, it goes to work like, oh, how can we, okay, if we're stuck, how can we stay stuck with our food, with our sleep, with everything? It goes to work, you know.
It, it crosses so many contexts, yeah. You know, my relationship, my house, my dog. Yeah, I'm stuck.
What we focus on expands. And if you focus on being stuck, your brain is going to just work the hardest it can to find, to get you stuck everywhere.
Uh-huh.
So that's why we work on practicing new thoughts. So where is my, where'd my eraser go? Well, I'll just use my hand. I don't even know. Okay. Well, that doesn't look good.
Well, from here, it looks fine.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that'll be fine. Just wash my hands when I'm done. All right. So we got the same circumstance, right? Your apartment's still flooded. Now, that has not changed. But you are sitting here now at your dad's, and you can decide, you know, how you want to think about your apartment. Nothing has changed with that.
Uh-huh.
So, and you said, you know, you've kind of been thinking about, you know, everything happens for a reason, or, you know, I mean, you know, how could this be happening for me and things like that. And so it's just a matter of kind of exploring that and thinking about how you want to think about it. Because again, you want, whatever you think about, your brain is going to get, go to work on.
Right. Right.
So, I mean, you could, you don't have to necessarily start with a thought line. You can start with the feeling line. Okay. How do I want to feel about this whole deal? Instead of anxious and frustrated and on edge, how do I want to feel about this? Or what do I want to do? Instead of grab ass candy and, you know, and stuff like that, what do I want to do instead? So
yeah.
You can start anywhere in the model.
You know, it's interesting because that those were the kind of dialogues I would have to my with myself, because I would always come home from work. This was one of the very first PNP light bulb moments. I would always come home. My dogs would be jumping all over me. I would open the cupboard to give them a treat, but the treats were in the cupboard with the food. I would go from their treat to my whatever. And then when I started this, I would open the cupboard and I'd be like, you know what? You got to put those treats on the counter so you don't have to open the cupboard. And, you know, then I would still go to the cupboard and I'd be like, there's nothing in there for you. And slowly you kind of pull yourself away from the cupboard, right? And stop the, you know, that 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock eating. So I hear what you're saying, you know, that does make sense. And you're right. When you're stuck, you have to figure out a way to put on your big girl panties and get unstuck.
Yeah.
And honestly, the shit's out of the apartment. It's just waiting for flooring and stuff like that. So it doesn't stink. It's not gross.
Yeah.
I'm just not allowed to go in yet. So, I mean, things are improving. And I keep saying, this is temporary. This is just, you know, a bump in the road. No worries. It'll get taken care of. You're spending time with people you'd never get to spend time with.
Right. Those are all great intentional thoughts, right? I mean, you're already doing this work. You're already practicing the intentional thought. Like, this is temporary. Everything's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. Everything will get fixed eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the kind of thoughts that get you unstuck.
Yeah. You know? I have a kind of a secondary question, or it's, you know, under the same topic, the idea of being stuck. When you feel stuck in, I mean, obviously stuck can be a metaphor for a lot of things. Right now I've got like the real stuck, but I mean the stuck with my apartment and the poop. Mm-hmm. But like, what do you do when you're stuck in more than one area at the same time, my apartment aside, like relationships stuck, or mm-hmm. not so much work stuck, because I have my own business, but mm-hmm. I definitely see a parallel between stuck in shit and stuck.
Yeah.
Like,
well, and that would be, I mean, that you would have a different circumstance, right? If it was like with a relationship, you know, where right. it might be, I am single right now, or it would be, I'm in a relationship with someone, or that would be your circumstance. You want to get it as factual as possible. And then
okay.
you put the feeling down for stuck. And then you would figure out, you know, through journaling or just kind of thinking about how you're thinking about that circumstance that's causing you to feel stuck.
Okay.
So, you know,
that's hard. That's hard. That sounds hard.
Well, through the journaling, you can say, I feel stuck in my, is it a relationship that you're in, or are you single,
yeah.
or what's the deal?
Well, I am single, but, in this relationship that's been kind of percolating for a very long time. And my progress towards the goal has been faster than his progress towards the goal. So I feel like I'm sort of out of patience and he's out of time. because he has some complicated situations with a handicapped child and blah, blah. But I feel like I'm kind of tired of waiting. But if I don't wait, then I don't necessarily believe there'll be something else that will come along. So then I get into that whole I'm not good enough thing, which I've been coached on before by Kathy. And then I go back to the being stuck and I feel like, man, you're stuck.
So you gave me, you like literally just gave me like an oral thought download, you know, journal of what's going on. Like all the thoughts of, you know, I'm impatient. I'm scared that if I don't wait on him, that no one else is going to come along. I mean, those are all thoughts about your relate, you know, about your life as a, you know, as a, you know, a wanting to have a partner in that kind
right.
of
stuff. Right.
So yeah, I mean that this is, it's basically you just write all of this down. And again, you can listen back to this call and that you, that's how you can get started. And then you just keep going with it. Okay, well, what do I make it mean? If, you know, and that's a good question to ask. What do I make this mean about me? What do I make this mean about me? And you kind of peel back another layer. And, or you can just ask yourself, so what, you know, and see what answer you come up with. You can journal and just say, I feel stuck because I keep thinking, and you fill in the blank.
Uh-huh.
So there's just all kinds of different ways to come at journaling to really uncover your thoughts.
Yeah.
And it's just a practice, right? There's not as many deep, dark, scary thoughts as we think there are you know, most of the time, but it does take some time to just get used to that and get used to uncovering more and more of your thoughts. Because it's not super fun to become aware of all this crap you've been thinking, but it's so important because you've got to get it out before you can really work on not judging it and just see it as thoughts and then be able to move forward.
Right. I like the way you use the word crap. Yeah. Got all this crap. You're not kidding. And all I can picture is that expensive scale and the biggest pile of crap.
So let's go back to this real quick. Get you an intentional model to at least just kind of ponder and consider. So
where will this call be after you record it? And when we're all done, where would I find it?
So it will be on the website. You go to pnptribe.com and you go to replays.
Okay.
Or you can find it in the podcast if you downloaded the private podcast. Tribe Live Trainings podcast. All of our calls are in there.
Tribe Live. What color is that icon on the phone?
Ooh, good question.
Because there's like three or four.
And they all, we're actually working on changing those images because they do all look the same. That's a good question.
I'll tell you something though. I joined in June and I watched a September orientation that Corinne did. I don't know if she did that for the June class, but I was probably so busy chasing my tail trying to figure out what to do in June that when I saw the orientation in September, I was like, oh, that would have been good to have seen in June.
I think we did one for y'all, but that's okay.
Yeah. Okay. I figured. So what color is that icon?
Okay. So it is like, can you see? It is like the blue and yellow.
The blue and yellow. Yeah, I see it.
Yeah. So is that
I have that one. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
But yeah, we're working on changing out those images to make them a little bit, you know, easier to tell apart, you know, tell.
Yeah. Apart. Everything starts to blend together. Facebook, podcasts.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is temporary. Is that something that helps you or this will
with regard to my apartment, obviously it's temporary. They're working really hard to make, you know, to make it better. Mm-hmm. It's only been a week. I'm thinking it shouldn't be more than another week. So I feel like I'm headed in the right direction. I'm just afraid that these 2 weeks will, I don't have a scale, so I won't know, but,
I'm headed in the right direction. I like that one.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's not like they said, yeah, we'll fix it when we can. Sorry. They started right away that night tearing out the carpet. So
I'm headed in the right direction. And that, I mean, I like that thought because it doesn't put a time, you know, a time limit. You know, sometimes these things take longer than you think and that kind of
stuff.
But you know that things are happening, things are getting fixed, you're going to eventually be back in your place.
Yeah.
And so how does that feel? How does that thought feel? I'm headed in the right direction.
Well, it feels hopeful. I mean, it makes me see the light at the end of the tunnel. This is just so weird. This whole thing, this model that you're doing, it's a direct parallel to how I feel about this relationship.
Yeah. So and you can absolutely, I mean, how we think about one thing in our lives is how we think about so many other things. And so you can absolutely use, like, do a model with one circumstance, and then it may be the very same model with just a different circumstance. Yeah.
I think the circumstance is the same. Not that my apartment got flooded, but I'm stuck. What does the third line say? Because I can't see that.
Hopeful. I put hopeful. Okay. But any other feeling in terms of that you want to feel about this whole thing?
Gosh, I can't think of any.
Okay, well, no. When you feel hopeful, what are you doing or not doing?
When I feel hopeful, what am I doing or not doing? What am I doing? Well, I'm just kind of keep on doing what I've been doing, you know, sorting through my stuff, filling out the insurance claim, counting up the shoes that have shit on them, taking down the icky shower curtains and,
What about, you know, like with your sleep and your food and that kind of stuff?
Oh, the sleep just sucks. I started wearing earplugs.
So you're working on it.
Yeah, I wear earplugs. I tried taking melatonin. That makes my stomach hurt. Someone said to try ZQL, which I think is just Benadryl, which I hesitate to do.
But here's the thing. If your mind is right, I mean, in terms of, you know, if your mind is in a better place and you're thinking I'm headed in the right direction instead of I'm stuck in shit, then that could help your sleep too, right? When you're not just swirling around in your head all of these negative thoughts.
Yeah. I mean, and once you're aware that, like the woman on before me, or no, two before me was saying, you know, the thoughts. Once you're aware that the thoughts are happening, there's no excuse for them to keep happening because you're like, hey, cut that shit out.
Yep. Yeah, you become aware of them and you're like, okay, you can just be sitting here, but... you know, I don't have to act on you.
Right.
You know,
right. I've tried to listen to some of those, like relaxation before you go to bed, breathe, whatever those things are. And that helps some, but I'm only getting a few hours here and there. I think just because I'm afraid of the financial implications of this and I'm just trying to talk back to my thoughts a little bit.
And that's where, you know, you want to get all those thoughts out. What are the financial implications? What are your fears around that? You want to journal all of that.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
So when you're, you know, handling the insurance, you're working on your sleep, you're making a few different food choices.
Yeah.
Right. Then you are... you're headed in the right direction, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And so that directly proves, I mean, that's the same thing, right? It proves your thought true.
Yeah.
That.
Well, that's a pretty handy model.
That's pretty handy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because if you just keep thinking I'm headed in the right direction, your brain's going to go, okay, how are we? Let's get in the right direction. Let's
get
there.
Yeah. Okay, that does make sense. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. Thank you for not lying.
that makes sense. Well, sometimes, you know, you listen to a coaching, you know, coaching someone on, and I'll sit there and go, that actually doesn't make sense to me. So I hope it makes sense to her, right. But this actually makes sense to me.
Well, it's, I mean, you know, and sometimes calls are just because of the circumstance or whatever, it's just not going to click for whatever reason.
Oh, and yeah. No, not everybody is in the same boat, but sometimes like I'll hear what somebody says and I'll think, oh yeah. And then you'll say something different and I'll think, oh, I missed that one.
Yeah. But
it's
a practice for sure. So yeah, just kind of keep going, keep journaling, listen back to this call and really write down all the thoughts that you pull out from, you know, from what you talked about, and then just keep moving forward.
I will do that.
Heading in the right direction.
Okay. If anybody wants to send me a scale, let me know and I'll give you my address. All right.
You'll get you some good insurance money. You'll be able to buy a nice new scale, right?
You know, as a sidebar, when in my insurance, when something happens that the problem starts outside the structure, then the coverage isn't the same as if it started inside the structure. So even though my tub's filled with black water and it overflowed into every bedroom and closet, it started from the sewage pipe outside. And so I went batshit. I said to her, hey, they could have chosen to snake from inside. They chose to snake from outside. That's not on me. And she's like, you know, I see what you're saying. Oh, so let's review this. So maybe yes, but I'm fighting an uphill. You know, they're always looking for their little way.
Right, right. But that's, I mean, you know, and that's something else to think too, right? You don't want to think you're fighting an uphill battle because, I mean, you know, and I have my own thoughts about insurance and you know, that I need to work on too, probably. But, you know, so it's just, yeah, it's just recognizing all that. And just, I mean, and just ultimately believing that.
We're headed in the right direction. Okay. Well, all thank you so much. Have a good. Hand.
All right.
Have a good Saturday.
All right. You too. Take care.
Thank you. Right, bye-bye.
Oh, goodness. All right. Oh, this is Bobby. Bobby Ritchie. Okay. So, Bobby, you're up next. And then y'all can also put any question in the Q&A if you want to. So, oh, wait a minute, Bobby. Hold on. Let me take you back. I pressed the wrong button.
Okay.
Okay. Wait. Hold on. Oh, gosh. Come back, Bobby. Come back. I pressed the wrong button. I've never done that before. Come back, Bobby, and raise your hand. I hope I didn't. Maybe that's what I did. Okay. Karen, you're getting all kinds of feedback down here. I'm so sorry, Bobby. Let's see. I hope you can get back on. Oh, there you are. Okay, good. Okay. Press the right button this time. Are you there? I'm going to pause that. Are you there? That's weird. I swear I pressed the right thing that time, Bobby. And I asked, oh, shoot. Okay. Bobby, you raise your hand again. Promote to panelist. See if you come on. So weird. I had a member email in the other day, email to support and say that she has not been able to get onto a Zoom call from a specific email address again. And it was after she had been on one of my coaching calls and she had talked. And now I'm like kind of paranoid about, let's see. Keeps kicking her out. That's what Christy says. That's so weird. Could you maybe go in like on your phone or okay, Bobby, I see you there. Hold on a minute. Okay, I'm gonna push allow to talk and see what it says. Okay. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you see me?
I can't see you, but I'm almost scared to press anything. So Hold on just a second. Let me look at okay, I'm going to do promote to panelists and see what happens. We're just playing around here. And if it kicks you out again, then we're just going to talk one-on-one. I mean, you know, just talk without the camera. This is okay, though, because we didn't have anybody else that was raising their hand. So I have time for a couple of... Okay. I'm just going to do allow to talk. Okay. We're just going to do it this way for now.
Okay.
But then I'll do a little bit more research after the call and figure out what happened.
So you can hear me.
I can hear you. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. It just said that I couldn't, I couldn't rejoin the call because you had removed me from the call.
I want to figure out how to like unremove you. But okay. Well, but if we can just if we can hear each other, that's good for now.
Okay. So I feel like I have everything under control in my life. So probably that's why these relationships with my mother and brother are coming up, because I don't have anything to work on, but I know how to handle all the other things pretty well.
Okay.
The weight and all those things. So I have these relationships, and I'm just going to do my brother today, and then okay. I'll come back. And I have been putting it off because I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to do the work, but I can't stop thinking about it. So I'm going to do the work.
Okay.
And what you'll hear me say is a lot of thoughts. So my struggle is I know how to do the model, and I'm so far into this that I have no idea what a ladder thought could be or what I don't know how, what I could do to okay. get anywhere closer. So like the circumstances, brother, the thought is, I cannot relate to my brother at all. The feeling is just defeated and hopeless. The action is avoid and not be authentic at all when we speak. And then obviously the result is no relationship. And, you know, just to be quick, it's with him, I'm always upfront and forward with how I feel and think, and I don't have trouble sharing that. But with him, again, I know these are my thoughts, but it's been proven to me so many times. He's the busiest person on earth, although he has no wife or kids. He still thinks I'm 15 and sleep till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And he doesn't ask about my kids who are 14 and 16, but if he gets drunk, he'll call and say how we mean everything to him. He just beats everything down I say. I just feel like so if I do talk to him, I'm completely not authentic because I just have to agree with everything and be like, yep, mm-hmm. So I just get.
Why do you have to agree with everything?
Because he's just the type of person. It's easier, I guess. I don't have to. It's just easier because he does not see anyone else's point of view. And if you bring anything up, he'll just shake his head and be like, oh yeah, all right. And then I cannot explain him. He is impossible if you ask.
Why do you need him to see your point of view?
I don't. I guess it's not that I need him to see my point of view, but when I talk to him, I feel like, why am I talking to him?
Why are you talking to him?
I guess because he's my brother. I got one brother, one mother who drives me nuts, and my dad, who was amazing, died 5 years ago. So I feel like I have a shitty family, which is a horrible, horrible thought. So I try to not think that one. But I'm like, how do you just cut somebody off? I just want to tell them all the things, but I can hear Corinne in my head saying, well, what good is that going to do?
Yeah. I mean, and answer that question. I mean, let's say you just lay it all out there for him. What are you hoping to gain from that?
I guess just to have my point of view come across, and you just said, why do you need to have that happen?
Yeah.
I just don't want to leave every interaction tense, annoyed, blood pressure up, you know, all the things. And I just don't know what to do to change that.
Well, you know what you need to do. You know the model.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't know what the next thought is. I even me saying I am open to believing that I can have a conversation, that just feels like such crap. So I just have to keep telling myself that over and over and over.
If it's important to you, right?
I mean, yes, it is.
And I do what you want, you know, the result that you want, right? In your intentional model, I think for you, it's important to start with the result line. And here's the deal. He can't be in the result line. Not right. One bit of him. He can't, he does not have to change one ounce.
Right.
So how do you want to show up in your relationship with your brother? If you want to maintain a relationship with him, how do you want to show up? What's in that result line?
Just having a relationship that I can feel good about. Just
and here's the thing. I mean, you know, having a relationship in the result line, again, that's only you. And we know from the relationships course, which I want you to review and go back through.
Yes.
All a relationship is thoughts in our minds.
Yes. And, you know, I have looked at that one a lot because I love it. I think it's amazing. And I have done that with a couple friendships I have repaired long term. I think I have a really good grasp on it. But for some reason, with my brother and my mother, I cannot put the things into practice because I feel like I can't even be close to. But the other relationships, I thought, well, maybe a lot of this is my thoughts with my friends, and I'll mm-hmm. reach back out. And, you know, I made a lot of this stuff up in my head, and now I'm friends with these people again. I repaired that.
So you think that it's not just your thoughts about your brother and your mother? You think?
Yes, that's my problem. I think this is really how they are.
You think they are different.
Yes, I do. Yeah. And so is there another thought besides I am open to believing? Like, what can I, that's what I said. I don't have a ladder thought.
It's almost like you don't even need to go there yet. You need one of my favorite ladder thoughts. Like one of the very first ladder thoughts is I keep thinking whatever it is about him, and that's okay.
Okay.
So it just reminds you that it is a thought, you know, that you are thinking things about him mm-hmm. or your mom, and that's okay. It's just, you know, it takes the judgment out. It works on taking the judgment out, and it just reminds you that this entire relationship with your brother is all your thoughts that you are choosing right now.
Okay. And then what?
Then you practice that thought for maybe 6 months.
Okay.
I mean, none of this is a quick fix, right?
No. Right.
I mean, how old are you? How long have you known your brother?
Yeah, I'm 45, and this has been like a lifetime. And I guess I just feel so helpless because I feel like everything else I can deal with well, and I've learned the tools, but for some reason, these two people just stop me up. And I hate it.
But
I
hate having those thoughts, all those thoughts you have right there, none of those are helping you at all.
I know.
You got to quit saying them out loud. You got to quit writing them. You got to start saying something like, you know what? I'm open to just working on this. I'm working on this. Or something like that. Where, I mean, it's, you know, all this confusion about why this is so hard and why this is different and I can't figure this out. That just keeps you swirling in confusion.
Okay.
Doesn't help you one bit. You basically this is you know, if you want to think it's different, fine. It's your mother and your brother, right? It's your family. And it's, you know, this is even, you know, you can think whatever you want, right? But you just don't want to be confused about it anymore. You want to just say, okay, these, you know, are they important relationships to you that you want to maintain?
Yes.
Yeah. They're probably two of the most important relationships in your life.
Right.
And that's why they may take a little bit longer to figure out because they're so important to you and it's worth the time. It's worth the effort. Right.
Okay. Yes, it is. And I just, I know, we have these conversations and it's all your thoughts. And I guess that's just my real struggle trying to work on changing them so that
I think for you, it's so important to not move into judgment. Like, oh, I figured all this other stuff out. I should be able to figure this out. You know, it's just, some things are going to be, you know, going to take longer to figure out or going to, you know, be a little bit harder to figure out in terms like hard in a good way. Right. Because mm-hmm. they are so important and they will be so worth it in the end.
Okay. I just, every time I speak or see, I come away with this, you know, I guess I just come away with this feeling of if this was a friendship, I would walk away because it would be the toxic friendship that you would say, this no longer serves me.
Well, but I feel like and that's absolutely an option for you with, you know, people walk away from family members all the time because they like the reason for it.
Right.
It is an option. It is not off the table.
Yes.
But you just want to make that decision you know, and again, you want to like your reason. Right now you think you would be the most horrible person in the world if you decided to walk away from from your brother.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
And so, but
I mean, especially since I have such a,
like, oh, that's how everybody should feel. No, there are people who walk away from their family members all the time and they feel perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Because they like their reason. And so, again, I can't tell you what you should do, right? But you just
need
to know that all options are available to you. You don't want to be a victim to not giving yourself all the options available to you.
So what if I started journaling? Would this do me any good if I just started writing out? Because I've journaled a little, but again, like I said, I just haven't wanted to work on it. So I haven't put my all into it. But what if I just started writing down all these thoughts that I have about him?
Yes. I mean, I'll go back and listen to this call. That can get you started and just get everything out, you know, and you definitely have a manual for him, right? In terms of
how God.
He should behave, how all of your expectations of him, do a big old list of that. You know, go back through. There's some amazing worksheets in that relationships course.
That is the best course. I love it.
So just go through the course. Start with your brother. Go through the course with him in mind. Do that positive bonds, worksheet. I mean, just all the different worksheets that you think would be good, and just work on getting all your thoughts out. Yeah, that's the first step. I mean, you're wanting to be so farther along and you haven't even gotten all your thoughts out about him yet. Right?
I know.
Just at the beginning.
I know.
And you want to have figured this out yesterday. And so it's like, no, that's not how it works. Right. And it's, it's no different than anyone else in your life. This is just another person in your life, another relationship that, that you want to work on. So
one of those worksheets, I don't know if it's the positive bonds one or what, but it's like, start to, think loving thoughts to generate. But that's where I'm saying, I don't even know what I could possibly even start with. So I just feel, I guess I just don't like to not be good at something and not know how to figure it out. So there's the judgment on myself again.
So do you love your brother?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. I guess because we grew up together. That's about all I have.
That's a start, right?
Okay. Oh.
There's a reason you're getting emotional.
I know. Right? And I hate it.
So quit hating that, because that is when you know that the work is beginning.
Okay.
When you've hit, you love him. You just got to remind yourself of why.
Yeah.
And that's hard to find. You might want to go back and look at some old photos, and you might want to go, think about memories and things like that. Right. And kind of remind yourself, get out of the present for a little while, get out of what's going on right now, and remind yourself why you do love him.
Okay. I can do that. All right. So yeah, basically I have to do some work.
Yes. It's not just gonna happen, Bobby.
Damn it. I knew it. That's why I've been waiting to call, because I wasn't ready to do that.
Now I will tell you from experience, I'm, 4 or 5 years into this and it never just happens. Sorry.
I know. I knew it, but I appreciate it. I've never been coached by you, so thank you.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, will I see you next week?
You'll see me Thursday. Yes.
Yay. Okay.
So all excited. Right. Thank you, Betsy.
All right. Take care.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. Oh gosh. It says remove you. Okay. I'm going to remove you. Oh no. But then that kicks you out. And there's no other option. Hold on, Bobby. I hate this. I hate that. Disable talking. Hide non. Okay. Okay, Bobby, I'm going to remove you because that's my only option. And if you get kicked out, email support. If you can't get back into any more Zoom calls or something, email support will get it figured out. Okay. Just something going on with Zoom. All right, Robin is next. Let me see. I hate it that I keep kicking people out. Okay, Robin, you're up next.
Hello.
Hello. Ask you to start your video.
Hello.
There you are. Hi.
Hi. Excuse my bandana. I've been doing housework today.
Good for you.
I have a question. I am getting ready to go through. I'm a September baby. Mm-hmm. Getting ready to go through module 4. Mm-hmm. And just looking at the model and just even doing the assessments that I've have on the orientation guide, because I haven't gotten my planner yet. Mm-hmm. It and doing the recovery worksheets as well. Mm-hmm. It always asks questions about feelings, like what is your feeling about this and what is your feeling about that. And I've grown up always suppressing my feelings, like always under the belief or being taught that feelings are irrelevant. Mm-hmm. So I was just wanting, and like even on some of Kathy's calls that I listen to, she'll tell somebody to take 30 minutes and just feel the pain or whatever. And I'm like, that would never work for me. So I'm just wondering, like, how do I learn to tap into mm-hmm. what feeling I actually have? Because I know what thoughts I have.
Right.
Because I've become a very logical person because mm-hmm. I've always been told that my feelings don't count. So
right.
just looking for ideas.
Yeah. So first off, it's really challenging those thoughts. You have a lot of thoughts about feelings, right? Like that you've been told over and over again that feelings don't count. We shouldn't feel our feelings, that we shouldn't spend time with our feelings, right? And mm-hmm. so you want to question all of those and say, well, what if you know they were wrong, or what if I thought something differently about feelings? Mm-hmm. So you want to start there and kind of question okay. that. And then you're absolutely right on time with the module coming up this week. There's a whole video specifically on feelings. And then there's also a worksheet called Feeling Your Feelings Worksheet, I think, that that goes all into, basically you list like the top 4 or 5 feelings that you feel most often. And another really good exercise and good practice to get into is actually kind of increasing your feeling vocabulary. Mm-hmm. And I have got right here. So this, have you heard about the feelings wheel?
No.
Okay. So this is, let me pull it up and then I'll do the link to it, because it's actually on our website.
Okay.
And it is basically just a little wheel of feelings. And so, and I think some of the blue and the gray and the, I guess up here are the kind of more negative emotion.
Okay.
And down here is the more positive emotion.
Okay.
And so it's just a matter of kind of, and I love that term, emotional vocabulary, because a lot of mm-hmm. times we're feeling something and we can't really name it. We just don't have, if we're not used to talking about our feelings, we don't, mm-hmm. we're not able to really kind of just pull up feelings very often. And so this right. helps you just kind of come up, like you can look at the wheel and say, well, do I feel irritated, or do I feel more angry, or do I feel mm-hmm. ashamed, or whatever it is.
Right.
So that right. helps you to just kind of increase your vocabulary and be able to name your feelings. And mm-hmm. then over time, as you start to just become more aware of them and practice them, you, and that worksheet is, what it does is it helps you kind of recognize how they feel in your body in terms okay. of, like, when you're angry, how do you feel? Like, let me just ask you, like, when you're angry, what do you feel? What are you feeling in your body?
I'm trying to think of something that made me angry recently.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably something to do with the news.
Okay.
I guess I feel hot.
Yeah.
And tense.
Right. Like I know with me, some, like, my chest feels kind of mm-hmm. hot. Maybe mm-hmm. I might feel a little nauseous in my stomach. My stomach, my muscles might tense up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even like my jaw, and like I might kind of grit my teeth a little bit. It's all that kind of stuff. And it's just recognizing that. And what you learn in the lesson about feelings is that emotions and feelings, they're just vibrations in our body, right? We live for, a lot of us live for years and years avoiding them and, you know, and not feeling them. But when mm-hmm. we practice just feeling them and not mm-hmm. covering them up with food, not covering them up with anything else, we realize that they are just, you know, things, you know, something that's happening in our body, and it can come and then it can just go away. And so it's just a matter of practicing feeling things so that we're not always wanting to cover them up and not feel.
Mm-hmm.
And so just a practice that, you know, that happens over time. And it doesn't, you know, a feeling I'm kind of working on right now, experiencing more, is humiliation. Mm-hmm. And that's, I mean, that's a feeling that I avoid at all yeah. costs usually, yeah. right? And so I'm working on putting myself in more positions to just feel humiliated and be okay with feeling humiliated. You know, I'm not going to die. We always say you're not going to die or get pregnant if you just feel something.
Yeah.
But we just live for so long kind of playing small or not, you know, not doing what we really want to do because we don't want to feel something. And
so, yeah. Yeah, I know I've been this year, and it's interesting because I never thought of it as a feeling, really. But, like, I've been focusing on dealing with fear.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that one of the things that happened to me as soon as I declared that's what I was going to work on is I got laid off from work. So I was, like, thrown into a fearful, my most fearful situation. But I was able to make it through the fire on that one. And so
I mean, you're here, right? You're still here.
Yeah.
You survived it. It proved to you, it proved to your brain that you mm-hmm. can feel fear and still be okay.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
And so you want to get to know all these things. That's why you think about kind of where you feel them in your body. You want to just get mm-hmm. to know them. And just mm-hmm. say, okay, you know, this maybe is going to be a little uncomfortable for a while, but I can handle mm-hmm. it. I can feel stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I mean, you also can work on your thoughts and, mm-hmm. and feel less, you know, feel things less too, but it's mm-hmm. also just like, you also just want to know that you're up for feeling anything and you'll be okay.
Yeah. I guess that's the thing is I'm concerned that I'm going to open the floodgates because it's been so long and that I'm going to be overwhelmed by them. So, but it's like what you said at the beginning is that I need to examine my thoughts around feelings and yes. whether, you know, and what I believe, you know, believing what other people told me as opposed to really identifying what my own beliefs are. And
because I mean, that thought like, okay, it's going to open the floodgates. I mean, what does that mm-hmm. really mean? Right. I mean, go there, like go to the worst case scenario. What's going to happen? Mm-hmm. You're just going to burst into tears in the mm-hmm. middle of a work meeting or something. Right. I mean,
yeah.
Okay, that might, you know, but it's that's you're not gonna die or get fired if you do that, mm-hmm. right? I mean, it's just mm-hmm. it's letting yourself go to the place of, you know, fear and
yeah.
and just say, okay, what's the worst that can happen? I bet I can handle it, whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah, like you just said, it's mm-hmm. another opportunity for me to practice fear.
You've already had some practice at it, right?
Yeah.
How you can handle it.
Yeah.
So this is just your next opportunity to be okay, you know, to practice being okay with facing your fears.
And okay.
Yeah. This is great. Yeah. You're doing great. Work. You're doing great. Okay. Just be sure and go through those lessons for this next week.
Yeah. Tell me, cause I heard on a call, I think it was last week with you that when people get depromoted, that they lose the chat. So can you say out loud where that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I will put it in the replay, too. But okay. If you just go onto the website
mm-hmm.
and you get to a page where that little search bar is up at the top,
yeah.
mm-hmm. then you just search feelings wheel.
Okay.
And it will come up.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll put that in. I'll put this link in the replay page, too.
All right. Thanks. All I appreciate right. it. All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Okay. All right, y'all. We've got just a couple more minutes. Anybody have any questions? Let's see. I was going to go over what we're covering this week for saying goodbye to fat girl thinking. We're going to get started with the model, right? This whole thing that I did right here, the CTFAR thing that y'all have been hearing about. You're finally going to get a good lesson in the model. Thought downloads, which are a very fancy name for sitting and writing down whatever is in your head. It's just basically journaling is the same thing as a thought download. What I love to do when I do when I journal or do a thought download, whatever you want to call it, I love to just set a timer for 5 or 10 minutes and just commit. Okay, I'm going to write on this page, whether it's just blah, 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 or my grocery list or whatever it is. And I'm just going to keep writing because there's something about your brain and writing. Corinne has talked about it before where it's just, they're connected. And when you are writing and you just keep writing, even if it's not anything that's relevant to what you're saying, your brain start, the gears start turning and your brain starts pulling up with more and more things. So there's a whole lesson on thought downloads. Then we kind of go into the different parts of the model, right? We go into, we talk about the thoughts under changing your thoughts. We talk about the feelings. We talk about actions and then results. And so all of that is covered in all these different videos. And then the last video in this module is one of my favorites. It talks about, it's called Right Questions, Right Answers. And it's that question that we ask you in the planner and on the planner pages about what is a powerful question that you want to ask yourself today. And it just talks about the power of questions. And I've talked about that all throughout the call today, about how when we think something or we ask our brain to focus on something, then it just gets to work, right? What you focus on expands. And so a powerful question you can ask yourself every day is just something like, what am I thinking today? And that gets your brain working on just watching your brain and being aware of all of your thoughts, right? But you can also ask your brain, how can I feel accomplished at the end of the day today? And that gets your brain, okay, let's accomplish a bunch of stuff so that we can feel accomplished at the end of the day. And the real important thing with the question of the day is that you want to remind yourself of it several times throughout the day. Because I find that if I don't, I forget. And I just forget to even ask myself throughout the day. So you can use like an app on your phone that that will, you know, post reminders for you. There's also the Think Up app that Corinne uses where she actually records things in her own voice and then she'll get reminders of them. It's called Think Up. It's a free app. So, you know, we want to utilize this technology to our advantage, right? So that is the saying about a fat girl thinking module. So get to work on that starting tomorrow or ahead of time if you want to. And I think that's all I've got. Anything else? Let's see. Someone said, I think Bobby and I have the same brother. So I want you to do that work too. I'm not sure. Yeah, if you find that you're avoiding, you know, that you're avoiding work with on someone, you know, or working on a specific relationship, that's where your work is, right? When we avoid something, it's usually like, okay, I think that's what I need to be doing. If I'm avoiding it, that means that it's where I need to be doing the work. So, okay, I think that's it, y'all. All right, let me make sure. Is April VIP close to being sold out? I think this is Belinda. Belinda, as far as I know, nothing is sold out. So just go ahead and sign up for sure. I don't have specific numbers in front of me, but nothing is sold out as far as I can tell. You know, Corinne did a special Zoom this morning on talking all about the 6-day that's coming up in January. So if y'all are have any interest in that, be sure and watch the replay of that. That's going to, it'll be out either today or tomorrow. And okay, Belinda says she's trying to get a friend to commit. Yeah. I would say if they're interested, then they need to sign up sooner than later, because ultimately with, you know, with all of our new members we have, we'll be selling out a few. And April is probably the one, since it's coming up sooner than, you know, sooner than the fall one. So, yeah, I would just be a great practice in commitment, right? All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here and I will see you guys. I'll see some of you guys in person at camp, and otherwise I will see y'all online. So, all right, have a great rest of your weekend. Bye.